You are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
God has a special bond for you, and nothing can separate you from His love. Today we are meditating on Abba's love with Romans 8:35, verse 38 and 39. We'll be using the New King James Version and the Message Version. So this is how the meditation will go today. We just read it, both versions, then we start personalizing it. And I know God has great things for us today. Let's begin. Now the New King James Version. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything, any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Let's read this one more time. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now let's look at the Message translation. Oh, I love the Message. It says, do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way, not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in the scripture. I am absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus our Master has embraced us. Let me read it one more time. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love? There is no way, not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in scripture. I am absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us in God's love because of the way that Jesus our Master has embraced us. You see, the first thing the scripture is doing, which is why we're meditating, is our consciousness. It's changing something about our consciousness, about our perspectives, about how we see God's love. What shall be able to separate me from God's love? Nothing. Not my weaknesses can take me away from my Father's love. Not the things I'm not getting right. Not my sin, not my mistakes. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, nothing. God's love for me is everlasting. God's love for me is unconditional. God's love for me is total. The bond between my Father and I is absolutely eternal. Nothing can come in between. Nothing shall separate me. Nothing can stop God's love for me. I put this on as a consciousness. I wear it like a heart. My Father loves me forever. My Father loves me eternally. My Father's love for me can never be changed. It's not dependent on any condition. God loves me when I'm good, and God loves me when I'm not getting it very good. Yeah, I say that again. My Father loves me when I'm good, and my Father loves me even when I'm not getting it good. My Father's love for me is independent of my performance. God's love for me is independent of my status. God's love for me is independent of my behavior. God's love for me is independent of how I feel. I want to stop for a minute to explain something to you. You see, situations many times will try to make you feel like you're not good enough and you're not worthy. You know, many times maybe you did something you shouldn't have done, really, and your heart is hurting, your feelings are being hurt, and things are telling you that you're not worth it, you're not worth God's love, you're not the best for it. Tell those things to shut up. God's love for you is eternal and unconditional. You have nothing to prove. You don't need to prove anything to God to be loved by Him. Nothing can come in between you, God's love for you. Nothing can come in between you and God's love for you. Nothing can come in between the way God has loved you. God has delighted in me. God has decided to love me. My Father has delighted Himself in me and has decided to love me. Nothing is going to drive a wedge between me and Christ's love for me. There is no way. Not trouble. Not hard times. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Not hatred. Not hunger. Not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. Even the worst sins cannot stop me from being loved. Nothing. God has loved me forever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You've loved me forever. Thank you, Jesus. You've loved me unconditionally. Thank you, Jesus. You've loved me eternally. Thank you, Jesus. You love me without my performance. Thank you, Jesus. You love me even when I've not gotten things the best way. You love me not because of my actions, not because of my attitude. You love me irrespective of my behaviors. Thank you, Jesus. You love me irrespective of my mistakes. Thank you, Jesus. You have loved me beyond my faults. You have loved me beyond my faults. You have loved me beyond my wrongs. You have loved me beyond my imperfections. You loved me beyond my mistakes. Nothing, 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 nothing can be able to come in between your love for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I like the way verse 38 puts it. It says, I am absolutely convinced that nothing, nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between me and God's love because of the way that Jesus, my Master, has embraced me. Nothing can get in between your love for me. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is the first statement you must say to yourself. You need to say this always to yourself. I am absolutely convinced that nothing can stop your love for me. Not even my behavior. I cannot be convinced otherwise. I am sure. I am reassured again that nothing can come in between your love for me. Nothing can stop you from loving me. Nothing can stop you from loving me. Nothing can stop you from loving me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I am loved eternally. Thank you, Jesus. I am loved unconditionally. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am loved absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am loved perfectly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've loved me. And that love will never stop. And today, I walk boldly. I live boldly. I live with this assurance and this confidence and this conviction in my heart that nothing can come in between your love for me. Nothing can stop you from loving me. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Have a lovely day.
You've been listening to Sent Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. Stay locked, stay blessed.